Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
It's all about Dad and his dream outdoor living space this weekend at Northwest Metalcraft, your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We are proudly celebrating 70 years in business. Our 22,000-square-foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Trapitone, Woodard, Kingsley Bait, and more. And over 40 premium grills on display by Weber, Burlmaster, Solaire, and Memphis. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, June 17th, between 11 and 3, for our Weber cookout. Mention this radio ad, and we'll save you the sales tax off your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through June 30th. Northwest Metalcrafts is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs and Mets set to play the rubber game after each has taken a game in this three-game set. Tonight's matchup will feature Mike Montgomery against Matt Harvey. Montgomery, of course, filling in for the injured Kyle Hendricks. Hendricks is set to have a second MRI on his injured hand. The Cubs have said he will not pitch during the Pittsburgh series. Anthony Rizzo batting leadoff for the second straight night. Ben Zobrist not in the lineup tonight. He says his sore wrist is not improving the way he'd hoped. He expects to know by Friday if he'll need a stint on the DL, and he does expect to have another MRI. Cubs and Mets from Citi Field tonight. Pregame starts at 5:35. Jed Hoyer will be on with Mully and Hanley tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. As for the White Sox, they're midway through their four-game series with Baltimore and looking for their third straight win. Miguel Gonzalez gets the start for the Southsiders tonight. He'll face the Orioles' Dylan Bundy. First pitch in that one set for 7:10. Day two of mandatory minicamp at Hallis Halls for the Bears. Outside linebacker Leonard Floyd talked about the impact his concussion late last season had on him.
It took me 2 months to really feel like I was back to myself. I was just at the house, just relaxing, getting my mind back together. And after those 2 months, I felt back the same.
Meanwhile, former Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops is having to explain why he owns multiple properties in Chicago and deny reports that he's looking to coach the Bears. Stoops says one is a vacation home because his wife loves the city, and the other he will likely sell. And in hockey, former Blackhawk Sheldon Brookbank has been named an assistant coach for the Rockford IceHogs. Golfers this summer, text AMSTEL to 55755 and visit the AMSTEL light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your AMSTEL light purchase. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Should be checking out our live video stream all the time at 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. Former Cub, former pretty much everything, Mark DeRosa, now with MLB Network, joined the Bernstein and Goff Show earlier today in a wide-ranging discussion. He was first talking about how both the World Series participants, the Cubs and the Indians, are off to slow starts.
Bobby Cox always used to say to our team, I say this a lot on the air, right around that 40-50 game mark, you're sitting there 25-23, you got like a game, two-game lead in the East, in the NL East back in the day, he would call a meeting every time, and he would say, guys, the names on the back of the jersey say we're better than this. Like, I get it, coming out of spring, everyone's getting their feet under them, but like, now it's time to go. And it was amazing, that team would just go because they had monster pitching. That's how I feel. I mean, we're into the 60-game mark now. Something's going to have to right itself. I know Joe's still searching for a lineup. I get it. Anthony Rizzo leading off, going deep last night. That can't last. I mean, Anthony doesn't want that to last. I'm not trying to speak for him. I don't think he envisioned himself being a leadoff hitter when he showed up to spring training this year. They got to find some type of continuity with a lineup or some type of feel. I know he likes to play musical chairs, but there's got to be some guys who know they're in the lineup on a daily basis. And the pitching.
You said it. Starting pitching, like when you have monster starting pitching, when you know that four runs is likely to win a game more often than not, you play differently.
Yeah, I mean, Jake Arrieta was at the All-Star break last year, was 12-4, and you could argue he could have started that All-Star game. And Hendricks was Greg Maddux. Now, he's been pretty darn good. He's just got no wins. I mean, he can't get a win. I mean, Lackey's underperformed. Johnny Lester is always a grinder. But, I mean, you used to come to the yard with the Cubs, and Lester was a win day. Hendricks was a win day. And Arrieta was a win day. And then you roll the dice for 2 days after that. I mean, you're lucky if you play on a team and have one guaranteed win day. They had three last year, and that's not been the case.
Two of the very best teams right now, teams that seemingly, you know, can coast the rest of the way in Washington and Houston, have some serious problems. When you look at their issues, how quickly do you think they will move? How quickly would you move? Even though traditionally, you don't see much activity for probably another month.
I mean, if I was Houston, I mean, obviously, if a deal makes sense for a starting pitcher, I think they need a left-hander in a bullpen as well, or a bullpen piece to help them out. I think they can take their time. Washington, I think it needs to be addressed immediately, just because now I'm reading rumblings that there's players, unnamed players, being quoted as, you know, not necessarily saying derogatory things towards the bullpen, but more along the lines of, hey, this is starting to get frustrating and starting to get demoralizing on our offense.
Yeah, Dusty's doing it. I mean, Dusty pretty much cried for help the other night in his postgame.
So it's got to get done. Should have been done in the winter meetings. It was the big story of the winter meetings, them not getting Melanson. Then you thought they were going to go another direction. Next thing you heard, they were in on Jansen, full court press. I thought that was odd. I don't feel you need to go spend $90 million or $82 million or however much he signed on a closer. I think, look at the way the Cubbies were able to flip Soler for Wade Davis. I think there's other ways to go about it.
Would you be comfortable with Herrera?
No, because he hasn't done it. He hasn't done it, and when you walk into Wrigley Field in October, I know Herrera can get it done. It's 100 miles an hour, and it's in your face, and he's got this stuff. There's something to be said for, you know, those games in October in Wrigley Field isn't not easy to play, and I've been a part of it, and it's a lot of pressure. And unless you've gone down that road and can hone a mechanism and go take yourself back to a place you've been before, he wouldn't be my first choice. It'd certainly take him. I mean, I'd almost call San Fran and see if Melanson's available again. I know it's a lot of money, but it's certainly, you know, the guy succeeded there.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now, back to what you said about Wrigley Field and kind of laughed about it, where I've always mentioned that Len Casper, the TV play-by-play man, has described Wrigley Field as an amplifier of emotion. For better or for worse, there's just something weird about it that does that. In your experience, describe those feelings when you were kind of laughing about just how heavy it can get in there sometimes, that the highs are high, the lows are low, and the nervousness is more nervous than elsewhere.
For me, 100%. I think because, well, now they've broken the curse. But for me, it was, you could say all the right things in the media. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for the fans. I'm doing it. Yeah. Come on, man. I was taking ground balls as a 10-year-old. I wasn't thinking about fans and all that stuff. I was thinking about, I want to get to the big leagues. I want to play in the big leagues. When you play for the Chicago Cubs, you actually, like, I felt indebted to those people in the stands. I felt like I was playing for way more than the 24 teammates, the coaches, and my family. I truly felt like I was playing for that community. It was a different vibe. I don't know what the guys feel now that they've won a World Series, but for me, it was an amplifier, and I can take you back to that game with the home run. And even though we lost that night, I felt good about my performance, and I got in the car with my old man after the game, and he was so excited, regardless of whether we won or lost, because his boy had played well on a big stage. The next game, game two, I made a huge error. I didn't turn a double play that should have been turned, and Russell Martin stepped up and hit a ball in the gap, and it cleared the bases. And I remember getting in a car with my father again, and he turned to me and goes, "Sugar to you know what in 24 hours." You know what I mean? That's it. And that encapsulated it for me. It's the truth. I mean, you just want to do well for that fan base.
I'll never forget the day Lou Piniella came to the same realization. And it was just a nothing little game, I want to say in May, against the Reds. And it was like Will Omen or one of the relievers was couldn't get the ball to home plate. And the look in Lou's eyes when the questions just kept coming and just pounding.
And this isn't exactly New York,
right? Exactly. And the look in his eyes, man, you lose a game around here, and they just want to take their belt off. You know, I got a guy up there throwing 53-foot breaking balls, and you're taking your belt off. And I'm just like, it sunk in. And Lou was like, this guy's like, wow, this is serious here.
Yeah, you felt it. I remember Lou before that division series against LA. He in a team meeting said, "Guys, we have to find a way to internalize this series. We can't worry about winning it for everybody's grandmother that's could potentially pass away in the next 10 days. It's too much pressure to put on you. But the minute he walks out the door, and I understood what he was saying and the message, it's the first thing you're thinking about. We're going to be immortalized. I sat there. I'm supposed to be non-biased, right? I'm in Game 7. I'm in Cleveland. I'm watching the game. And Rajay Davis hits that home run, and I literally went to my knees in the MLB Network suite. I went to my knees and, like, caught myself. I'm like, hey, dude, you got to get up. Like, you can't let people see you go to your knees. I mean, you also played for Cleveland for a split second. And I the wind came out. I'm like, no. They don't. This needs to end tonight.
Well, that was my reaction also, is please, God, let this be over already.
So, to watch them win, I know a lot of the former players that were there went back to the clubhouse and, you know, sprayed some champagne. I didn't do that. I wanted, that's their moment. I felt like they're the team that did it. I just kind of watched from afar, watched them celebrate, start pouring rain. I walked back to my hotel room in the pouring rain and just kind of just took it all in, the sights and sounds, and then watched the rest of it on TV. It was proud. I mean, that's why you go there, man. That's why I went there. I wanted to be on the team that tried to do it. And we came close, but to watch those guys, and quality guys, Rizzo and Brian and Arrieta and Lester, I mean, these are good men.
He's so much fun. Mark DeRosa of MLB Network, who really has turned into a terrific broadcaster.
And if you haven't seen that, show, it's on the MLB Network in the mornings. I think it's 9 Central, and it's Mark DeRosa and Matt Vasgersian and Lauren Shahidi, and it's just a really nice morning baseball show. They share a great passion for the game. They have great chemistry. They all like each other. It's just a really fun show.
This segment has been brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. And I still have held in abeyance a $25 gift card.
I'll take it. I'll take it right now, sight unseen.
For Aurelio's Pizza, it will not belong to Barry Rosner. However,
I really like their pizza. Well, Shep and I had some one night, and we ate until we could not eat anymore.
Yeah, Fridays they bring it by here, don't they?
That's what we did. Yeah, we had we were in for Lawrence one night at 6, and Shep, would you say we consumed about a pizza each that night?
Close to it, yeah.
You each ate an entire regular size pizza?
Well, we were here for 4 hours, so we just
It was only like a medium. It wasn't like a fiesta.
We just kept eating. It was there.
All right, and as I give that away, I'm also told that there is a commercial that we need to hear. LaMelo Ball already has a Foot Locker commercial, and I'm told it is worth a listen. So we are going to do that next on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I did hear last night a whole different John Lackey in the postgame. The last start, he pointed at the offense and said, you know, basically, have you seen the bats not doing anything?
Right.
Guess what? You can't do that with what you're doing now. His age and everything else, maybe it's just his age is caught up to him.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Arc Smart.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Juan, 23, foreman, income $40,000 a year. He was nervous because his lease was expiring and Juan wanted to purchase a home. He called David because he didn't have a down payment. So David advised Juan to secure a gift from a family member for the down payment, which he obtained, and David helped him purchase a home. So if you're purchasing a home, you should work with the best. And the best in the mortgage business is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. David and his team will answer your questions honestly, secure you a mortgage that best fits your needs at the lowest rate and closing costs that are up to $1,000 less than the others. The first and only call that you need to make when securing a mortgage is to David at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. As a golf fan, you're quite familiar with some of the usual U.S. Open backdrops. Oakmont, Shinnecock, Congressional, all generate certain images. But what about this year's venue? Erin Hills. Up until about a week or so ago, did you even know what state it was in, let alone specific characteristics? Firstly, it is long, measuring over 7,700 yards. Oh, my God. It's got four par fives, so the ability to score is there, in theory, until you look at the fescue. Nasty, long, thick, and it's going to be wet and windy all 4 days. While it's already psyched a few golfers out based on their social media posts, the fairways are huge by USGA standards, measuring between 55 and 60 yards. This one's not about the bombers. It's about guys who find the short stuff with great frequency. If you attempt to drive for show, you're cooked, and you might not make it to the weekend. Expect some frustrated golfers out there, just the way we hacks like it. I'll be taking it.
This Father's Day, forget ties and go for the BMW Championship.
Dustin Johnson, the winner.
Exclusive Father's Day gift packages are now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. $150 gets you two any-day tournament round tickets, a BMW Championship pin flag, and waived processing fees on your order. Give Dad the gift of golf as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
It's all about Dad and his dream outdoor living space this weekend at Northwest Metalcraft, your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We are proudly celebrating 70 years in business. Our 22,000 square foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Trapitone, Woodard, Kingsley Bait, and more. And over 40 premium grills on display by Weber, Burlmaster, Solaire, and Memphis. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, June 17th, between 11 and 3 for our Weber cookout. Mention this radio ad, and we'll save you the sales tax off your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through June 30th. Northwest Metalcraft is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Dan, at WOW, we practice a thing called empathy.
Empathy?
If I pinch your arm, I know what it feels like, right?
Right.
Empathy is like that, but with feelings on the inside.
Oh, I think I've had empathy before.
Good. Now imagine having empathy for everyone.
Get nicer than nice customer service and WOW Internet starting at just $29.99 a month. Limited time only. Get started at WOWWay.com. WOW. That's better. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Golfers, look no further than Eaglewood Resort for the perfect Father's Day gift. Purchase a $150 gift card and get a $25 bonus certificate. Or score some points with their new and exclusive Chicago sports apparel. 630-773-1400 or EaglewoodResort.com.
Like a rewards pro.
Saia, a leading LTL carrier, is hiring for their Burr Ridge locations. They're holding a job fair June 16th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Burr Ridge Terminal. Immediate opportunities available for Class A CDL drivers and part-time dock workers. Depending on experience, Saia will pay up to $15,000 in sign-on bonuses for line haul and OTR drivers. Yes, $15,000. Applicants must complete an online application before attending. For details, visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Perks.com to sign up.
Oh, the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
series.
Cubs fans, get your dad the perfect Father's Day gift.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
You are going to remember where you were right now for the rest of your life.
Featuring the most exciting moments of the Cubs championship season. It's only $19.99 plus shipping. Order yours now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hurry, Father's Day is...
Hey, Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions, handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
It is Lonzo Ball, by the way, not LaMelo. LaMelo is the younger brother, so it is Lonzo is part of this Foot Locker ad, which we'll get to in just a moment. First, caller 6 to the contest line. 312-591-6700 wins a $25 gift card to Aurelio's Pizza. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce. So this is 2017 NBA draft prospects Jonathan Isaac, De'Aaron Fox, Jason Tatum, and Lonzo Ball sharing their favorite memories of their dads for Father's Day.
With Father's Day and the draft so close together,
Foot Locker asked us to reflect on everything dads do for us
on our journeys to the NBA.
Dads are special. So many memories.
All those games of one-on-one in the driveway where he let me win.
Just never missing a game.
Of course, there's that big day when your dad berates your high school coach in front of an entire crowd for not getting you enough touches.
Waking up early to drive to all those faraway tournaments.
Or that special moment when your dad sits you down and tells you where you're going to college. Copyrights your name to make it a part of a family lifestyle brand. Went on First Take and shouted back and forth with Stephen A. Smith about how you're already better than the reigning league MVP. All those interviews from the stands during college games, the public spats with the all-time greats, soundbite after soundbite to the national media, and then tells 29 out of 30 teams to not bother drafting you.
And fishing. We went fishing a lot.
That's fantastic. That is tremendously self-aware. And then somebody is going to start thinking up like, well, that was LeVar Ball's plan the whole time. He's going to play the heavy. He's going to do the heel turn. And then they'll make fun of it. And they'll make them all look better because they're aware of how it appears.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's how it happened. But you know what? If this helps him, then good. Because this is one really terrific basketball player who is suffering because of his dad, which I will never understand. Because no parent ever sets out to do that. I don't get it. I don't get what he's trying to do, but this is a great basketball player who should go very, very high. I mean, he should go second, right?
It would appear that way. That just by talent alone, and say what you want about that final game when he got his doors blown off by De'Aaron Fox because he wasn't playing defense. There's some defensive quickness issues there that can be asked about fairly, but he should be a terrific NBA player.
I just hope his dad gets out of the way. But that's well done.
That's really good. That's surprising.
Yeah, that's very surprising and very well done.
That's very, very good. And for those asking, what's going on with Jason Goff? Where has he been? Well, we did get word that he has listened to his body, and he apparently has healed sufficiently that he can actually stand up for a period of time. He could
mostly just sit.
Well, sitting is good.
He will have to do some walking from the car into the building, stand on an elevator, and then he can sit. He can sit here and do this tomorrow, which means I can sit in front of my TV and watch U.S. Open golf all day.
Yeah, you'll be in your cups. And you're already ready to celebrate National Bourbon Day.
It's National Bourbon Day, and thanks to Shane Reardon, who was quick We've already begun celebrating National Bourbon Day.
Leave it to Shane Reardon to say, wait a second, I can snap into action, open with the emergency bourbon supply.
Well, I asked him, I said it's National Bourbon Day, and he said, well, I didn't know that. And I said, well, I didn't know until 5 minutes ago. I saw it on Twitter. And he said, well, I can take care of that right now. And he did. And so Tanny and I and Shane and I think that's it. Is that it? Well, yeah, Shep did not participate.
He doesn't have to drive. He lives right here.
He just didn't want to because he's Shep.
Why? It's because it's beneath him?
Nick Shepkowski is human trash.
Shut it down.
That's why. That's exactly
right. But Jason will be back, sufficiently recovered.
Welcome
from
back,
his
Jason.
Basketball.
That's very good news for me.
Back injury to allow Barry Rosner to continue his celebration of National Bourbon Day and the day after National Bourbon Day as he watches US
I will
Open
not
golf.
Be wearing pants tomorrow. I promise you that.
You're closing in on that age. You're getting there. Only another, what, 19 years?
I got about, yes, exactly.
19 years.
Got to be 73.
And then you'll be all set.
But I'll be home, so I don't have to wear pants.
We thank our guests today. Mark DeRosa, Zach Zaidman, Matt Janella, and Nick Hostetler, all very generous with their time. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Russ in Freeport. What's up, Russ?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's happening?
Yeah, I was at the game, too, last night, and I got to say, wow, what a game. I mean, that was one of the best ones I've ever been to.
All right, so you were one of the many Cub fans in the building then, right?
Yes, we took over that place.
It wasn't hard last night, yeah?
No, it certainly wasn't. My question to you is, go Cubs, go!
What's the question?
Go Cubs, go!
Ross, if you could, I mean, God, if you could sing, I'd leave you on, but you're awful. Neil and Fordham, what's up? I mean, you can't even carry a note, man.
That's all that show now is just people calling up and trolling him.
Well, you got to be good at something, right?
The producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Nick Shepkowski is human trash.
Wow. It's just a squirt gun, right? I mean, it's all it was. You just squirted him with a squirt gun. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
My name is D.L. Hall. I'm a left-handed pitcher from Valdosta, Georgia. My favorite movie is probably Madea's Family Reunion. I don't know. I just love watching Madea. She's hilarious.
Not draftable.
Not on my board.
Not a draftable player, and if you already had been drafted, you are cutting him immediately. You're renouncing draft rights to that guy.
I renounce my throne!
Jason Goff is going to be back on the show that bears his name tomorrow, and we will look forward to that, because we got a full show, full broat, from 1 to 6 with no game, and... What the hell? I haven't done that in a while.
That's great for you. For me, it's also great because I can just watch golf all day.
Thank you for sitting in for the last couple days.
My pleasure.
That is Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. Keep it here for Cubs baseball. Cubs and Mets coming your way right here, right now on The Score.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
I talk to Joe every day. I think there have been some games lately that the Cubs have not won, but he has been happy with the look.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by...
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com. Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org. for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrifield, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit SheltonFireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Cubs fans, get your dad the perfect Father's Day gift.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
You are going to remember where you were right now for the rest of your life.
Featuring the most exciting moments of the Cubs championship season. It's only $19.99 plus shipping. Order yours now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hurry, Father's Day is right around the corner.
And now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass pregame show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, and Cambria. And now, your host, Mark Brody.
It is the money game of a three-game series between the 32-32 Chicago Cubs and the 29-34 New York Mets. Mike Montgomery getting the start for the Cubs, his second of the year. Matt Harvey on it for the Mets tonight. And it has cooled off a bit, at least relative to the two previous games here in New York City. A pleasant 78 degrees, some sunshine still splashing down on the field. 78, though, our official reading here at the ballpark in Queens, New York. The Cubs with a thumping last night, a 14-3 win over these Mets, featuring a grand slam by Ian Happ, who will be on the pregame show in just a little bit, as a matter of fact. Ben Zobrist joins us as well for an update on his wrist, some potential news there, while Joe Maddon, Chris Bosio, and Len Casper will all be on. First up, though, it is Ron Coomer. He is sponsored by Cambria, natural quartz countertops and over 140 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath, CambriaUSA.com. And I guess first up is a pretty good way to start here, Coom, because Anthony Rizzo, first up, a home run, the bases loaded walk, an RBI double. Hey, for one night, Anthony Rizzo, who was all smiles today in the clubhouse, still over his leadoff work yesterday.
Yeah, he was all smiles. There's no doubt. He said, that's how you lead off a ball game, and that's how you're a leadoff hitter. And, you know, the home run was extremely impressive, almost 470 feet. But then how about the leg out double down the line that, you know, hitting in the leadoff, he probably felt like he needed to show off his speed.
Well, as he told us, he said, you can't teach that stuff.
That's right. Yeah. So, it was all good yesterday for the Cubs in the offense and for John Lester. Johnny gave up one run in the first and then cruised through the rest of his outing. What did he throw, seven innings? And, you know, really looked good, had great command, really never gotten much trouble then, soft contact. You know, so everything was good. You just hope that those things on the offensive side have carryover.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Lester because that gets lost when there's run production like that. 10 strikeouts to one walk, and you got to take the ball, and you still got to get guys out. And sometimes pitchers don't do that in those cases.
Well, Johnny knows what to do, and he's got a lead, and we've seen it through the last few years. You know, he's got great command, and when he really knows he can just throw strikes and not have to, you know, worry about the score because the offense has scored him some runs. He is lights out, and he was yesterday.
All right, new ball game today. Cubs-Mets, Montgomery against Harvey. Keys to the game, sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems. Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
This is an interesting one to me because Harvey is a guy who, in years past, has been really good. And this year, I look at his numbers and a couple things stand out. The strikeouts to innings pitched, very low strikeout numbers, which is very odd to me. High walk numbers, and the pitch count, game after game after game, five innings, 100 pitches plus. So to me, it's a confidence thing, and I look at those and they say, I don't have the same stuff that I did, and I'm pitching away from contact, and I'm walking a lot more. So it's going to be an interesting game. I anticipate the Cubs offense to try to work the count against Harvey quite a bit and run that pitch count up high early in the ballgame. And with that being said, you never know. DeGrom came off two poor outings and threw a complete game. So you got to look at all of it. I do like what the offense did yesterday. Hopefully they can do the exact same, and that's use the whole field today against Harvey. If they do, good things will happen.
Ron, thanks. We'll hear from you in about 20 seconds from now.
All right, buddy.
Coming up next on the show, it's Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
The best recap of every Cubs game, Mully and Hanley mornings live at 5 on 6-7 of The Score.
Hey, Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for Cambria. Summer is the most relaxing season of the year, bringing new energy and inspiration at every turn. Bring that summertime feeling to your kitchen with a luxurious refresh with beautiful Cambria countertops. Cambria offers an endless selection of stunning designs from the bold to subdued to suit your style and freshen up your home. For the world's finest countertops, now available in two stunning finishes, visit CambriaUSA.com. Cambria is a proud sponsor of Cubs Radio.
Hi, I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Looking for more energy efficiency at home? The Home Depot's lighting the way with aisles of next-generation LED bulbs, lights, fixtures, and ceiling fans. Take the new Holly Spring ceiling fan with three LED bulbs that can last for more than 10 years. It's only $79.97. See? You're already saving. Switch to more energy-efficient LED lighting, fixtures, and ceiling fans only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Kenwood Liquors.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Here's Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. Well, you get the seven runs in the second, and John just said, this is my game. Had a great pace on a really hot night, and was about as good as he's looked all year.
Really started in the bullpen with him. Showed a great curveball in warm-up and took it into the game. And it didn't matter the score. He kept on throwing it and kept on attacking.
Mike Montgomery tonight. Let's go back to his first start and what you're looking for tonight.
Well, you know, same thing, aggressiveness and fastball command. I mean, it's always going to be the same with him. We know he can throw a curveball. We know we got a good changeup with Mike. It's going to be his fastball command and limiting the walks.
Pitch count, I know you're like 55, 65 last time. Could you go deeper if he's effective?
Well, it's going to depend on the score, where we're at in the lineup, if the, you know, National League, if the, his spot's coming up. Don't expect a huge pitch count jump. Probably only if we've got a sizable lead, they might leave him out there, you know, for another 15 or 20 pitches. But probably maybe a little bit of an increase from last time.
Okay. Ran into an old friend of yours, and he said, and I told him I do the show with you every day, he said, you have to ask him about the time he almost got in a fight with Phil Garner. Do you remember the night when he tried to take you out and it almost came to blows? I'm not surprised to hear that, by the way.
Well, we were taught when you get the ball handed to you to finish the game, and that's what my job was. And I said, you're going to have to fight me on the mound to take the ball out of my hand. And he let me in the game. So I won.
You won.
Yes, I did.
Did you finish?
I did finish. Very yes, nice. I did. But let's say we had a little conversation after the game.
Very nice. Good stuff. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
That's Chris Bosio. Back to you, Mark.
Little conversation after the game. Len, thank you. I like when we learn. That was Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio, and Cubs will be home soon, and tickets are still available for the Padres series June 19th through the 21st. Visit Cubs.com for tickets now. Coming up, could Ben Zobrist be headed to the disabled list? We'll find out as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show, hashtag LiveBright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Get breaking Cubs news and more on the Spiegel & Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on the Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
When you're car-free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles, forget about wear and tear on your car, and feel relaxed every day at MetroRail.com. What do you do when good isn't good enough? You upgrade. Or when you're ready to go from great to awesome, upgrade. If your energy drink isn't getting it done, or you're just ready for more, upgrade to Extra Strength 5-Hour Energy Apple Pie. Drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes, lasts for hours. Try it once and you'll know why they say, upgrade to awesome, upgrade to Extra Strength. Official sponsor of the 2017 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. For more information, see 5hourenergy.com.
Hey Cubs fans, have a roofing problem? Solve it right away with a GAF Factory Certified Master Elite Contractor. Just visit GAF.com to find one near you.
This is Charles Osgood. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency.
In Rochelle, call the Rochelle Insurance Agency and Investment Center at 815-562-5596.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year. Only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Bernstein and Goff talk world champion Chicago Cubs baseball afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score.
They're going to make some moves. The question at the deadline is how hard do you chase? You're in the window of your window, but you're not playing well.
Bernstein and Goff 1 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Cubs begin the night one game back of Milwaukee in the National League Central. The Brewers at the Cardinals tonight. Matt Garza against Mike Leake. Cubs and Mets tonight. Mike Montgomery against Matt Harvey. Our injury report now is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, Ben Zobrist's left wrist has been bugging him for a while now. He is not starting tonight, and he may go on the DL.
In the event that I don't play today and then off day tomorrow, Friday, if it's still sore, then, you know, we may have to make a decision. So that's kind of where it's at. If it's feeling like way better on Friday, then I'll be playing Friday. It's just affecting my ability to prepare and then my ability to feel comfortable at the plate. So don't want to put the team in that situation. And so, you know, if we can get through the next, you know, this game tonight without me being in there, then potentially we could backdate that if that's what has to happen. But Friday, you know, hopefully after 3 days of not doing anything with it, maybe it'll feel a lot better. Who knows?
Wear and tear thing? I mean, there's nothing specific that you can
see. There was a specific swing that I did it on in L.A., and then I took the next 2 days off from that. doesn't feel as bad as it did then. So at this point, it's just more like, you know, am I handicapping the team when I'm not at 100%?
So that's what it is for Ben Zobrist. Keep an eye on tonight's game as to whether or not he plays. If he does play, you might see him DL'd eventually. If not, he may have the 3 days of natural rest. Kyle Hendricks was to undergo a second MRI on his right hand today. So stand by for more info on that as well. Who's Hot and Cold? Sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com for emergency licensed, highly trained plumbing service 24/7. Plumbers911Chicago.com. Some hot notes from last night. Anthony Rizzo became the first Cubs first baseman to lead off a game with a homer since Rick Monday did it on September 11th, 1976 in Philadelphia. And thanks to Cubs historian Ed Harding for the dig on that one. John Lester, too, probably heard this, earned his 150th career win last night, becoming the eighth active pitcher to reach that mark. Gone cold, the Reds have dropped five in a row. The Phillies seven straight, and Baltimore has dropped six in a row. The business of baseball now is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. Everybody's always talking about last year's pitching staff as compared to this year's. Well, last year the Cubs posted 45 quality starts through their first 64 games with a 2.33 ERA from their starting pitchers. This year, Cubs have 24 quality starts through 64 games with a 4.68 from their starters in that capacity. Coming up next on the show, it is our Cubs conversation with Ian Happ of the Grand Slam last night on The Score in the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Ben Zobrist of the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
This ball club is ready to bring another championship to Chicago. Stepping up to lead off this championship season is Raymond Chevy and Raymond Kia in Antioch. The Raymond Auto Group delivers a sales experience like no other, with an all-star selection of over 1,000 vehicles, including Chevys, Kias, and certified pre-owned to choose from. You are guaranteed to be a winner. There's a pitch low and away. I personally buy my vehicles from this auto group. They are trusted friends of mine. The proof is in their Google reviews. They're a 4.8 out of 5. That's like having a batting average of 960. Here's the next offering. Curve in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. We are big winners this year, Chicago, so let's celebrate with a new vehicle and buy where the winners buy. Raymond Chevy and Raymond Kia in Antioch. The only dealer group that I recommend. From the stretch. There's a drive. That ball has a chance. Gone. Here's to another winning season for the Raymond Auto Group in Antioch. Visit them at RaymondDeals.com today. Hey, Cubs fans, it's time to order Aurelio's Pizza, a Chicago Tribune's best of Chicago. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered hot and fresh. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce.
Ian Happ's Grand Slam was the biggest hit last night in a seven-run second inning en route to a 14-3 win over the Mets.
Sort of cleansing for the offense. Is that the way it felt?
Yeah, it was great. For us to be able to produce up and down was awesome. You know, everybody had a part in that game last night. So, just to hang some crooked numbers and to feel like we were in control of the game the whole time was awesome.
Your Grand Slam, opposite field, how did that feel? Your first, obviously.
Yeah, it was great. A good spot for us to go up big, and then, the guys behind me kept it going. Addison, big double to drive some more runs in, and then, we just kept it going throughout the day, which was awesome.
After that, four strikeouts.
It was an interesting game. Some highs and some lows, but, anytime you can drive four runs in and help the team, that's all that matters.
Was it fun to watch Rizzo hit that home run to lead off the game?
Yeah, that was awesome. Especially hitting right behind him. He hits that home run and gets us going, gets the dugout going. Was huge.
That is Ian Happ. He will get a pillow courtesy of MyPillow. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping on two premium king or queen pillows and two additional travel pillows. Order now at MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE. And if you are planning for a game at Wrigley Field, check out all of the available transportation and parking options. Visit the A to Z guide at Cubs.com. Coming up next, it is Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
In-depth recap of every Cubs game. Mully and Haley mornings live at 5 on the Score, home of the world champion.
The summer's here and it's time for you to upgrade your ride. Make your way on down to Sunrise Chevrolet. Get yourself into one of those Chevy Malibus, Chevy Silverados, or the Equinox. There's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now they have 20% off MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. That's like a sale on top of a sale. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
Hey, Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions, handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
Ace is having our biggest craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now
join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just click the banner or go to ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
2611.
The Joe Madden Manager Show now, sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. And here once again is Ron Coomer.
There's a show out there about Albert Einstein called Genius right now. I think my partner used that word in the first inning with the Rizzo home run. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, it was pretty comical and pretty good move. It kind of panned out right away, didn't it?
Good theater, absolutely. And you have the right thespian out there working for it, because Riz is definitely into that. He was like all jacked up about it, and he told people he was gonna hit a home run his first at bat, and that ball was crushed on top of that. But even more than that, the second at bat, the bases loaded walk, that was a difference in the game. I mean, that set up the seven runs. So if he's not hitting leadoff right there, because I don't know if anybody else would have gone from 0-2 to 4-2 drawn that walk. I don't think so. He worked great at bats yesterday.
Maybe we should take Riz to Atlantic City after tonight's ball game if he can predict that.
I'm just gonna go walking around the streets of New York looking for some wallets with me and him.
But a great ball game. It's something. You know, Pat and I during the broadcast were saying how needed it was to have not just a home run game, although there were a bunch of them, there were five. The line kept moving over and over with hits, walks, and just good at bats.
Yeah, our young guys got to feel the baseball at the fat end of the bat and just the ball coming off of it. A lot of weak contact. We got to get into that hard contact. Yeah, I'll take the hard outs. We just have to hit the ball more consistently hard. I think we did use the whole field better yesterday. Righties hitting the ball to right field. Haps, Grand Slam was an absolute missile to left central. So I think around the batting order, I saw a lot of that. Even Javi's home run to left center wasn't just pulled, and he actually worked a pretty good at bat there. So, it's contagious. You know that. I know that. So as long as we could just keep getting the ball in the fat part of the bat, things will start turning around.
Today's ball game, no surprise. You've got the biggest leadoff hitter in the game still hitting leadoff, yeah. Anthony. Minor change. You got Montero in there today. Jay hitting in the five hole.
Yeah, I was already a pre-planned day off for Jason Hayward. I told him that yesterday. Zoe, we're still going to take care of that wrist. Addison, I just think coming back from the weekend, he's doing really well right now. Again, wanted to just get him off of his feet. Put Javi out there and Contreras to come back to Miggy. Miggy has, only five at-bats, limited success, but success against Harvey. Plus, Harvey does much better against righties than lefties. So this lineup's chock full of lefties.
On the mound today, you got Montgomery. He has been stretched out now somewhat. Any limitations for Monty today?
Last outing, 4-73. So for me, that's 5-6-90 something. Whatever he wants to do, I'm fine with that. I think he's pretty much stretched out right now. If you look at Johnny's performance yesterday, pretty much the same lineup for them, minus Cespedes. Curveball played well against them yesterday, and this guy's got a really good curveball too.
Good luck today.
Gracias, Ocio.
Cubs manager Joe Mannion, as the fellows were just discussing, the Cubs did slug 5 home runs in that game last night, so we got to hear one now. This is the Aquafina splash of the game. Aquafina, pure water, perfect taste.
Rizzo drives one in the air, deep center field. Back goes Lagares. It's got a chance. Gone. And already they're in this game tonight, Ron, after only 2 pitches. Anthony Rizzo, a leadoff home run. And Joe Mannion looks like a genius.
Sponsored by Aquafina, the official water of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Time to refresh with an ice cold Aquafina. More pregame on the way on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Start your day talking Cubs. Mully and Hanley, mornings live at 5 on the home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Plumbers.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we